Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is George Kelly and Norm Voss with Chronotex USA. Guys, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, thank you.
Doing great, Kemp.
Good. Glad to have you with us this morning. I see from a news story we got last week that you're going to have a leadership change at Chronotex next month. I wanted to talk to you guys about that. Before we do that, though, Norm, if you would, give us a little background on who Chronotex USA is.
Well, we're part of the Swiss Chrono Group, which is one of the large wood panel and laminate companies in Europe. We've been operating in the United States since 2000, and we're primarily, almost exclusively, in the laminate flooring business. We've got a fairly large, by American standards, laminate flooring factory in Barnwell, South Carolina, and of course, we're always supported by our facilities in France, Switzerland, Germany, Poland, Ukraine, and Russia.
Okay, so you're a global company. Just talk a little bit about the U.S. In the May issue of this year, we do an annual report. Of course, these are our estimates, but we had you in third place from a market share perspective with about 15% of the market, and we were estimating you doing about $145 million at wholesale. And you've just spent $45 million in the last couple of years expanding your operation in Barnwell, haven't you?
Yeah, we finished that up last fall. And we're very pleased with the results. The product is exceeding our expectations, and we've been able to ramp sales up to a seven-day basis. So far, so good, I guess, Kent.
Okay. And Norm, there's a lot of different price points in laminate. You guys cover most of the bases there, don't you?
That was the primary reason for the expansion, so that we could move up in price points from where we had traditionally been, and that's the area where our demand has been the strongest this year.
Well, so I think you've been in this business for about 45 years or so. Talk a little bit about your career history, if you would.
Well, it's been entirely in the wood panel and laminate business. I started with a company called U.S. Plywood, which in the late 60s and 70s was the largest particle board MDF company in the United States. Went through a number of ownership changes and eventually sold the company to Georgia-Pacific. Mm-hmm. And I ran the manufacturing side of the industrial wood products business at Georgia-Pacific up until 2000. When I went to work for the Swiss Chrono Group to create Chronotex USA.
All right, so it hasn't always been in flooring then, because this ply board is used in many different applications, isn't it?
Right. Yeah. Prior to Chronotex, I was mostly focused on the furniture industry.
Okay. And it's just time for you to retire. Is that basically why we're going through this change?
Exactly. I think it's perfect timing from the standpoint of the company. We've got one project done before we start other projects. The company's doing fine, and I'm getting tired. So when George became available, I think it was a perfect opportunity to make the transition. I'm still going to be involved. I'm still going to be on the board, and we'll still keep our eye on investments for the Swiss Chrono Group. But by and large, it's time for us to take a back seat.
Okay, and now where are you going to live in retirement?
I have a home on Lake Oconee, which is about halfway between Augusta, Georgia and Atlanta, Georgia, and I intend to make that my primary residence.
Okay. George, so talk a little bit about your past. I know you've been in the laminate business for a while, actually as head of Pergo for a while, so give us a little rundown on your past, if you would.
You know, I've been involved with various companies, European companies, in different industries, you know, first and foremost in the specialty steel arena, working with German and Austrian companies. And that's kind of how I got my foot in the door with Pergo back in 2007. You know, I left there at the end of 2010 with all the changes going on at Fleiderer and Pergo. In the meantime, I've been working with a startup group in Charleston, working on getting them funded and launched, and we're able to do that. And one of the first calls I made after that was called Norman earlier this year, and it was funny that all the things kind of got in alignment, and this opportunity at Chronotex was one I couldn't pass up.
Yeah, and actually one of the differences, I guess, with Chronotex is Chronotex actually reaches, when you start talking about the channels to market, Chronotex has a very broad focus and goes through a lot of different channels to market, don't they?
Yeah, that's a great opportunity here in the specialty retail area. We've got the Formica brand.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that we've got to do is we're obviously got a full product range and we can go into various markets. But, you know, the Chronotex name is something that we want to try to develop in terms of an awareness as a domestic producing company here in Barnwell. Mm-hmm. And that's the opportunity that we've got to try to expand. I mean, the equipment state of the art, and you know, the product portfolio is very broad, and I think we have an opportunity to continue to expand that, and that's kind of be my role going forward.
All right, so during this recession that hopefully we're at the tail end of, all of the surface categories have suffered, and we've watched this laminate business come down to our estimates at For Focus at a wholesale value is maybe right at $1 billion. So talk a little bit about where you think the laminate business is going.
With my days at Pergo, that was always a discussion where the product line was heading. You know, I think we went through a phase where the low-end products kind of dominated, but I think in this day and age, as things are starting to evolve, I think that the consumer wants to have choices along a broad perspective of product quality and price points, and I think Chronotex can fulfill that. And I see all the demise discussions regarding laminate, but I still think at the end of the day, it's got a very strong position in the marketplace. And there's always new products that come out to take a shot at laminate, but I think it will be a surviving product line. And, you know, our job is to continue to make it viable with innovative products and, you know, solutions that consumers are looking for.
All right. Well, I guess that pretty well answers my last question, which is where you plan to take Chronotex under your leadership.
Well, I think the great thing for me is, you know, Norm has left a great company in great shape. We've got a very sound parent company that is financially sound. There's a lot of opportunities that I think we can take this to the next level, but it has to be done intelligently. And I think what we've got is an opportunity to continue to grow, but and grow in products that have value. And, you know, we also need to bring value not only to the consumer in terms of our product offering, but also to our parent company, and making sure that the mix is a healthy mix. And, you know, we're not just interested in doing the low-end product line. We need to continue to expand up the scale, and that's what we intend to do.
All right, so all price points and all channels of distribution. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. All right, George, good to talk to you, and good luck with you in your new role. Norm, good luck in retirement, and it's great to talk to both of you. Again, we've been talking to Norm Voss and George Kelly with Chronotex USA, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.